The following is an exclusive presentation of WI Garden Media, the voice of Garden Talk Radio.
Coming up on the program today, we're going to discuss how you can protect your garden from animals and pests, some suggestions, as well as growing fruit trees. We'll also discuss a little bit about who Holly and myself are, and we'll answer your garden questions. The hour is full, so join us.
You are listening to the most informationally packed hour of garden-focused radio in the country and on the internet with your host, husband and wife team Joey and Holly Baird. This is the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show.
And welcome to another edition of the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show. Happy that you've allowed us to take part of your little bit of your day. I am your host, Joey Baird. Beside me is my wife, co-host, best friend, and gardening partner,
Holly Baird.
This program is for you, about you, to help your garden grow better, to maintain your landscape, grow healthier trees, make your grass look greener, as well as preserving what you grow. Happy you're tuning in, whether you're listening to us on one of the 18 in FM terrestrial frequencies, broadcasting our program here in 2024 through a radio app, through our parent website, which is thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com, 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 underneath the Season 8 tab, podcast replay, in-studio video replay. Thank you so much for listening. If you would like to be part of the program, you can certainly do that by giving us a call toll-free coast-to-coast at 1-800-927-SHOW. That's 1-800-927-7469. If we can't get to you, leave a message and we'll get back with the answer to your question. You can also send us an email, gardentalkradio@gmail.com. That's gardentalkradio@gmail.com. You can simply just let us know where you're listening from. We'd be happy to know that. So there you go. Before we get in the program, Holly, it's time for this week's joke of the week.
So, you know, I used to own a wheelbarrow and it was full of four-leaf clovers. But then I realized I really shouldn't push my luck.
There you go.
Ba-dum-bum.
This week's joke is brought to you by Rescue.com.
American-made rescue products keep your family home and yard protected from pests, insects like wasps, hornets, yellow jackets, flies, ants, more. Learn more at Rescue.com. That's R-E-S-C-U-E.com.
So we have all experienced some type of difficulty in the garden with something eating our the plants that we're growing, whether they're edible plants that we're trying to grow or ornamental. They're always something trying to nibble on them, even in the greenhouse, if you really look at like aphids, that type of thing, and moths and all this other stuff. So there's some different techniques in which we can advise that would not necessarily completely eliminate, but greatly reduce the impact that these animals and insects will have on your outdoor garden this year.
Absolutely. So let's talk about fencing. And depending on what kind of pests you
it's an Olympic sport, fencing.
Fencing.
Yeah.
Yeah. You might have to do a short fence. You might have to do a tall fence. You might have to do both depending on where your garden is. Or maybe you have plants that that tall pests bother, like deer. Like, maybe if you have a space near the edge of your lawn where deer have easy access to your garden type of thing.
Well, and a fence, when you say fence, some people will think metal barrier. But you can also take a fence and utilize it as a hedge of some sort.
Yeah, you could do, like, those arborvitae. However you say that. Because those are definitely tall enough to stop deer.
So, like rose bushes?
Yeah, rose bushes.
Something that has a thorn on them. But the thing with deer, and this is the big problem, that, you know, what's your problem? We got deer and we got rabbit. Deer can jump up to 8 foot vertically and over a barrier. So keep that in mind. So you would want to do a double fence in that instance.
Now, but would they do that to get into a garden?
They will, if they're hungry enough. If yeah. you've created enough barrier, then that it's easier for them to go somewhere else to feed. That's what they'll do. Now, if it is a 40-acre field of corn, yeah, they're going to jump an 8-foot fence in order to get in that field of corn in order to feed. But if it's a backyard garden and your neighbors have no barricade, they're going to wander over there and feed without having, because they're going to be able to know that they can get out of that garden in an instant if they have to without having to clear a rose bush and an 8-foot fence.
What you should do is, if your neighbor has fencing when they're on vacation, take the Don't do that.
Deer Defeat is an all-natural spray in which you can apply around your garden and on your plants at the at certain growth cycles in order to prevent the deer from eating your vegetation. And this will also work for rabbits and groundhogs as well. You can go to deerdefeat.com and use coupon code RADIO, RODIO, at checkout and save 10%.
RADIO.
RADIO.
Yeah.
And save 10% at checkout.
Not rodeo.
No.
Radio.
Radio. Radio.
Real radio.
Radio, yeah. But that will work. And we've used it, and it does work.
So aside from...
The fence will work. The fence, that's a hit and miss based on your particular situation. Your mileage will vary on this based on what environmental situations are going on.
But it works for deer. It works for rabbits.
Well, the Deer Defeat. I'm talking about the fence itself.
No, I'm talking about the fence should work for deer and rabbits.
The thing about rabbits is, make sure it's under, you know, it's ground level and it's blocked. It's not like a chain link fence that has... No barrier.
You got to use like chicken wire
or
something.
Right, because they will slither through those...
They're crafty.
Things, yeah. The holes in the fence.
Yeah. So just like, you know, many, many mammals, they can slip through, like, you know, like you wouldn't believe cats, mice, whatever, they can get to... They can kind of shrink down, it seems like.
So, almost a crack they can slide through, especially a mouse.
Yeah.
So with other issues in your garden, and you may not have the problem with a four-legged, tall, or furry animal, it may be insects. You may have problems with things like squash vine borer moth, or aphids, or fill-in-the-blank, something in that realm. Companion planting does work in that instance. It's not that you plant X plant next to Y plant, and Y plant is sweeter because X plant is there. That's the misconception of what companion planting is. Companion planting is the process of utilizing two plants in the same area to benefit both plants. Example, you have black beauty zucchini, pretty susceptible to squash vine borer moth that lay the eggs in the larva in the stem and kills the plant. You plant dill around it or basil around it in order to mask or hide the zucchini plant, and that aroma that the herb is distributing or emitting confuses those insects that would normally attack, in this instance, the squash plant.
Yeah.
And this can be done in multiple different applications based on what you are trying to protect. You can also leave, I mean, we all want a pristine PBS, perfect magazine cover, beauty garden, no weeds. And some of you have that pristine garden because of the effort in which you put forth in it.
Right. But you can also, if you come along and you see a weed and all of these bugs, pests, whatever you want to call them, insects, are joyfully eating off of that particular weed, leave it. Because if you take it away...
Where are they going
to
go?
They're going to go to your tomatoes or your squash or whatever beautiful plant you want to grow. And if the weed is giving them enough nutrients, then just let it be. It may be unsightly. It may be something that annoys you. But it's a lot better to be annoyed by a weed than something else eating your tomatoes.
What? And you can also incorporate that as a trap plant as well. A plant in which is designed or specifically you plant in order to lure the bad insects, in this instance, away from the plants in which you are trying to grow. If you have 5 or 6 or 8 pepper plants in a row and the 2 center ones are being infestated with some type of insect, some people would say, well, let's rip those peppers out so it doesn't bother the other pepper plants. But if the other pepper plants are not being affected, leave those 2 sacrificial plants alone and let the insects feed off it if they're not affecting anything else.
Another good thing is to work within your ecosystem. We do this with the tomato hornworm. So we haven't had problems with the tomato hornworm in quite some time. But what we do is we take little jars, what are they called?
Tuna cans.
And put them and nail them to a post, and we put bird seed in there. And what happens is that it attracts the birds to the garden, and then if there were to be a tomato hornworm, those birds will see it. They're going to have a much meatier lunch than bird seed.
Right. And also, if you do have problems with it last year, prior to planting them this year, if you've not planted them already, tomatoes, disturb that soil. Disrupt it, and you may find the cocoons of the tomato hornworm.
How far down would you say?
2 to 4 inches.
Okay.
And if you see a cocoon type, it's most likely it's going to be the tomato hornworm, and you want to discard that in a however way you want to do it and get rid of it out of the garden. Dispatch it.
Dispatch.
Yeah.
I learned the word dispatch. Maybe we should cover that in the third segment.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So, yeah, you want to make sure that you are being aware of your pest problems. Sometimes it's as simple as, like, I know we get a lot of questions about the potato beetle, and it seems like the best way to deal with them is by literally plucking them off the plant and dispatching them.
If you see a problem, you need to, like you said, Holly, you need to be aware. You need to walk through the garden, look at the plants, pick a leaf up here or there, look under the squash leaf, look under the tomato leaf, see what's going on, cucumbers. Because if you see a couple of bugs, that's not a bad problem. If you have a few here or there, it's called a balanced ecosystem. It's whenever you have 1,000,000,004 in one location on one plant, and then they're migrating to other plants, and it becomes a problem where a situation where something is out of whack in your backyard.
Yeah.
To where, why do I have all of these bad bugs attacking my vegetables? Where's the good bugs at? What's going on?
And I think there's something to be said about just having a couple bad bugs. If you just have a couple bad bugs, let it go. Like, obviously,
you don't need chemicals.
You don't need chemicals. If you go into your garden and you've been feeding it very high chemical content things, whatever, and you see no bugs, that's not good either. So it's good to have a balance. Like I said, it's good to work with the ecosystem, and it's good if you have a couple bad bugs. Are you going to burn your house down over a spider or a centipede? No. If you have an infestation, I wouldn't burn your house down, but maybe, you know, look into it or get a cat that would eat the centipede for you.
For those who may not be aware, on your smartphone, in the Google thing on the main page, there is a little camera. So you can select that, and then you can take a picture of a plant, a weed, a bug, and it will most times give you a very good reference to what that is, and then you can do some research once you figure out what the name of it is, or the look, you know, that type of thing, the name of it, and then can start doing, well, is this good or bad? Should I be concerned with this? What can I do in order to get my guard back in check? So that's a really neat feature that technology has allowed. So we're not guessing. Well, I don't know what that is. And
identification.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Identification. So if you've got a problem and you are uncertain or need a little guidance, you can certainly send us an email to gardentalkradio@gmail.com. That's gardentalkradio@gmail.com. And if you can give us an image, that would certainly help us out as well. Walton's Inc., Holly.
Yeah, listen, we know you care about where your food comes from. Canning, preserving your fruits and vegetables is great, but what about the meat? At Walton's Inc., you can get the equipment, seasoning, supplies to make sausage, jerky, and any other meat product to your high standards. And then they also have meatgistics.com to help educate people on how the hows and whys of meat processing. A community of 15,000 users, decades of experience Walton's Inc. has, and they have everything from meat grinders, mixers, sausage stuffers, spices, all sorts of great products to help you go from animal to edible. Walton's, everything but the meat. You can use code GROW50, that's GROW50, to save 10% off your orders of $50 or more.
When we come back, it's all about growing fruit trees. You're tuned in to the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show.
Got a question for Joey and Holly? Send it via email anytime to gardentalkradio@gmail.com.
Wind River Chimes will always be the inspiring harmony. With a large selection of customization options, you will find the sound that soothes you. Visit WindRiverChimes.com to shop and find out more. Mantis Tillers, the premium long-lasting gas-powered tillers, are the perfect solution for any garden. This Mantis machine is available with 2 or 4 cycle engines with a 19-inch or 16-inch tilling width. Your DIY companion in your garden and your lawn converts easily for edging, aerating, and more with optional attachments. Find details at Mantis.com. Make hand watering easy and enjoyable with HoseLink retractable hose reels. No more tripping over hoses, kinks, tangles, and avoiding rolling the hose up. With an automatic retractable hose link, saves you time and effort manually coiling up your hose, leaving your focus on the things that will bring you joy in your garden. Available in multiple colors and lengths, you'll be sure to find the retractable hose that works for you. To find out more and to buy online via HoseLink.com, use coupon code RADIO10 for $10 discount, valid starting April 1st through May 31st.
Soil Diva Liquid Microbe Stimulant Spray improves the health of your plants you work hard to grow, stimulates the natural enzymes, and increases beneficial soil bacteria. Go to soildiva.net. Soildiva.net. Rootmaker starts your plants off right and keeps them going through harvest. From their seed starting trays with an innovative design that air prunes the roots to their large variety of grow bags, 1 to 60 gallons, their products will provide you the harvest you've never seen before. Visit rootmaker.com. Use coupon code ROOT24 to save 15% off your order at rootmaker.com. That coupon code is ROOT24 to save 15% off your order at rootmaker.com. Watering is the key to a healthy garden, but it can take up a lot of your time. Water less with Soil Moist. Grow beautiful plants with less water. Soil Moist polymers reduce your plant's watering by 50%, reduce transplant shock and soil compaction, and are effective in your soil for 3 to 5 years. It is an effective watering management aid that is ideal for internal and external planting, such as trees, shrubs, containers, baskets, flower beds, vegetables, and turf. Soil Moist acts as a form of insurance for your plants and is environmentally friendly. It is easy to apply at the time of planting or transplanting. Spend more time doing what you enjoy and let Soil Moist work smarter for you. Bolster your plant's nutrient and water uptake with Soil Moist. Enhance microbial and plant growth. No need to spend extra time worrying about watering your plants. Easy to follow instructions right on the label. To find where to purchase and to see all their products, contact your local garden center or visit soilmoist.com. Welcome back to the Garden with Joy and Holly radio show. We're going to be talking about fruit trees moments away, but first, a message from our good friends from Honey Bee Healthy.
Since 2000, Honey Bee Healthy Inc. has helped beekeepers maintain healthy and thriving hives. Attracting pollinators to your garden this year is as simple as hanging a hummingbird feeder with a mixture of sugar water and Honey Bee Healthy Original. Don't be alarmed to see birds, bees, and butterflies dining together at the feeder. Pollinators coexist peacefully. Honey Bee Healthy Inc. is offering a 10% discount on an 8-ounce bottle of Honey Bee Healthy Original to the show's listeners. Enter discount code BEEGARDEN, that's BEEGARDEN at checkout for more information, mixing instructions, and more. You can visit honeybeehealthy.com. That's honey, the letter B, healthy.com. So, fruit trees.
Everybody, you know, the saying is, when's the best time to plant a tree? 10 years ago or now? So, people may, yes?
No. Fruit trees, for sure, yeah.
People would want or always have inquired, many gardeners would like to have fruit trees, but they may not be in a situation where they can have fruit trees growing on their property due to their, you know, current living environment, their situation, their community, whatever the case may be. There are, and we won't get into the weeds of this, but there are some compact fruit trees in which you can grow in containers on a patio, porch, or deck. Though this is going to be about fruit trees, we're going to be very, I'm going to generic about the information because we have listeners in so many areas and so many parts of the country in which we don't want to be too specific and give information that may be heard by one and thought it would apply for another. We were going to give you the information and allow you to do further research for your particular area, your particular growing zone, but we do want you to look into the opportunity of putting fruit trees on your property for a vast variety of positive reasons.
Right. So you want to think about your zone, whether what growing zone you're in or your hardiness zone, and what would work for that zone. So we are in 6A.
Where the show originates.
Where the show originates. So we would grow fruit trees that are proper for that. One way that I would go about is contacting my local university extension. When I was kind of putting together notes for this, there is tons of information on your university extension, especially here in Wisconsin. That's where the show originates out of. There's so much information. There's all sorts of brochures about, picking the proper tree, researching that deer in the area hopefully won't find it too tasty once that fruit does bloom, assuming that they can access it, things like that. And all of this information is free. It's right at your fingertips. You can find it just a simple, favorite online search engine, fruit trees to grow in my blah, 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 zip code, whatever you want to put. And or you can put your state, you can put your city. I know some states, if they run far north to south, that's very vastly different growing zones. I know even just in the state of Wisconsin, it's a different growing zone as well. But a lot of these brochures have maps of the state and tells you kind of a range of what is available.
You can order these online. Trees can be ordered online from many different locations. However, going to your local independent garden center and talking with someone there is a great start. If you're in a growing zone, which we all live in a growing zone, so that's kind of a weird statement to say, but based on the growing zone in which you are in, you want to look at a fruit tree that is hardy to a growing zone one colder than yours, as it will get cold every now and then much more than what the average typically is over the last 10 years. If you have a growing zone, currently you're in 5, and you buy a tree that is suited for at minimum of 4, you're going to be okay. It's whenever you're in 5 and you buy a tree or buy a shrub or buy a bush that's rated for 5, there's that off chance you're going to get that very cold winter that that plant may not survive by. Another thing in which you want to look at when looking at fruit trees, if you're going to buy online, is one, for your specific growing zone or colder, and cold hours or chill hours these trees require in order to properly produce fruit. Secondary, does it need a mate? Is it self-pollinated, or do you need two trees to pollinate one another in order for you to obtain fruit at a certain duration of period of time in the future? Some are very quick to bear fruit. Others take a long time to get to the mature state of bearing fruit. So by figuring all of this out, it will help you obtain a tree that you can maintain and have fruit bearing and not have the concern of a lot of issues because you've done all the proper prep work ahead of time before purchasing a tree for your backyard or front yard.
Right. So now that we've thought about what we want to purchase and we've made a educated decision, we'll call it that. And also, I just want to note that when you are buying things online, don't buy it from a sketchy looking website. And you might think, what does that mean, Holly? It means like, okay, trusted websites, right? Like seed companies.
Junkseeds.com.
Like junkseeds.com.
They've got reviews that are 1 star to 5. There's people that are not, they don't like them and they put a negative review.
Right.
The ones you're talking about, there's 17 reviews. They're all 5 and they all say excellent, great, wonderful, would buy again. They're too good.
Or you try to click on the star thing that shows
the rating.
The rating, uh-huh. And it doesn't go anywhere.
No, it's a dead link, yeah.
And if it's too good to be true, you're like, I'm going to get this tree for $1 or something. It's probably not.
You're going to get it for $1, but you're going to pay $35 for shipping.
Right. So just think about that. Even I think on there's some of these apps and stuff where things are extremely cheap. I don't know if they sell plants or not. But just think you get what you pay for, right?
And that's why I would say you find your local independent garden center. If they're worth anything, they will talk to you about what's going to be best.
And we're not talking big box with Jim Bob from Paint.
No, we're looking at such and such garden center. They have a staff in which knows and trusts and will provide you information. And then they're okay with you going, thank you for the information. I'm going to go home and think about it. They're okay. They're not there to push you to purchase a plant. It's not a car dealer.
They're not going to care. No. No, because a lot of them have refund policies and they don't want that tree back.
Right.
So anyway, so you want to, and then you got to think about where you're going to put it that has 6 hours of sun.
Minimum.
Yeah, minimum. Full sun.
Yeah.
And then your canopy, how big the canopy is going to be in harvesting. You don't want, we had a pear tree.
Uh-huh.
And you had to stand on a ladder to harvest because of how.
It was already mature before we got here.
Yeah, yeah. But if you are like, hey, I'm 50 years old, and by the time, I'm not 50 years old. You say to yourself, I'm 50 years old, and by the time this tree starts bearing fruit, I'm going to be 55. And maybe I don't want to climb a ladder at 55 years old to harvest this fruit.
You're not Ric Flair.
I'm not. Who's that?
the old wrestler.
I'm not Ric Flair.
Yeah, okay. Some people got that and didn't need a second exposure.
I don't really personally
You're
love...
You're not a ladder lover anyway.
No, I don't like climbing ladders. I feel safe on the ground, except for
but the, as it grows, you can shape it in a form in which...
Yes, but if the branches are just going to shoot straight up...
Correct.
There's a difference there. So once you do have it planted,
well, you got first you got to call Digger's Hotline, and you need to look up and around to make sure that at the maximum, if you did nothing and you just put it in the ground, is this going to impede with one, your foundation, two, power lines, stuff above, all of that stuff? You want to know all of that, figure that all out before you plant it, instead of having to deal with it after you've got it going growing.
Right, right. So, yeah, so you want to think about that. You want to make sure you are planting it properly, safely, et cetera, et cetera. And then a lot of the times you can find this information on University Extension on how to plant it correctly, because there is a, what's it called?
Very wrong way to do it.
Yeah, there's like different parts of the tree that you plant. There's different parts that you want to keep above the soil, below the soil.
And you don't need to stake these.
No, you don't need to stake them. And you want to make sure it's called the root collar. You don't want to bury the root collar. And you want to make sure you follow all these steps. You might think to yourself, well, I've listened to this, and I'm going to go to a tree, and I'll remember that root collar thing. You're not going to remember the root collar thing, I promise you. So you want to make sure that you are, because even myself, I'm going to turn around tomorrow, and Joey was like, what's that part of the tree? I'm like, oh, I don't know. So you want to make sure that you do this properly, whether it be something you find the information online, or your local independent garden center helps you with some tips.
But why can't I stake it down? I see everybody else stake their trees down. You don't need to. Look at the forest. There's not gnomes going through the forest staking little baby trees down. Not that we're a Noah. I've got trail cameras in the woods. I've not yet seen a gnome.
They're invisible.
They're invisible gnomes.
Yes.
But people think that they have to stake a tree down, because if I don't stake the tree down, it's not going to be able to support itself. Part of the tree's mechanism is to support itself in order to grow. By staking it and staking it too hard or too stiff, it will actually weaken the stem. And then at the time that you decide, well, I think it's strong enough, it's going to have a very, very weak stem. It's just like when we start vegetable seeds indoors. It's recommended to have a little fan, a little wind, in order for those stems to shake in the air in order to build the structure up that they need in order to support themselves when they get outside.
Right. Yeah.
And you want to, make sure you don't fill the hole up with nutrient-rich soil. You don't want to do that. You want to backfill with native soil so the tree has opportunity to reach out the roots in order to secure itself to the ground, and it's not, and cut the burlap off the ball of the root if it's not a bare root tree. That's a whole nother thing. So a lot of information here to allow you to be, I never thought of that.
I want to talk about, what's it called, mulching?
Yes.
Because a lot of people do this like volcano mulch.
What is that?
It's when you basically take the mulch and you pile it up so tight and high along the base of the tree where it looks like a volcano.
And covering the collar suffocating it.
You're choking out. And it's okay once that tree is planted to not mulch it right away either. That's okay too. But once you do mulch it, you want to make sure you leave like a nice little rim around the base of the tree. And you can put that mulch there, but you don't want to choke it out.
So keep that all in mind when it comes to growing your fruit trees and what you may want to have in your particular growing zone. Now that the weather is starting to warm up, Holly, you will want to protect your garden from various beetles, weevils, and borers, including those Japanese beetles.
And what better way to prevent these pests from destroying your garden than by controlling them while they are larvae? Grub Gone is an easy-to-apply granular product that can spread on your turf to successfully control grub invaders. Developed by Phylum Bioproducts from a naturally occurring bacteria, Grub Gone is a non-chemical BT product that specifically targets only scarab pests, and it's safe to use around bees and other beneficial insects.
And if you've already got beetles flying around your yard, Beetle Gone is the organic water dispersible powder that can be sprayed directly on your edible plants. Find out more at phylumbioproducts.com. That's P-H-Y-L-L-O-M bioproducts.com. Hang out with us. When we come back, we're going to talk to you about, share a little bit about who we are, the host of the show, and what we do. You're tuned in to the Gardening with Joey and Holly radio show.
Have a garden question? Give Joey and Holly a call now or anytime 24/7. Just dial 1-800-927-SHOW. If you can't get through, leave a message and they will call you back. Call now 1-800-927-SHOW.
Jung Seed Company is a family-owned and operated seed company since 1907 with the largest selection of seeds and plants online. Use coupon code 10TG24 to save 10% off your order at jungseed.com. That coupon code is 10TG24 at jungseed.com for 10% off. Dig planting holes from a comfortable standing position. Step, twist, pull, and plant. Visit ProPlugger.com.
Have insects such as aphids or fungal gnats invaded your plants? Fight back with Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bits. Organic Summit Year-Round Spray Oil kills insect pests on indoor and outdoor plants. All natural mosquito bits kill fungal gnats, larvae, in container plants. Both products are harmless to people, plants, and wildlife. Summit Year-Round Spray Oil and Summit Mosquito Bit are available at garden centers, hardware stores, and at SummitResponsibleSolutions.com.
Garden like a pro in 3 easy steps and receive customized fertilizer recommendations for your garden or lawn. Soil Savvy helps you determine what nutrients your plants need to thrive. Never again overapply nutrients they don't need. A patented process that makes you a smart gardener. To get your soil test kit, go to mysoilsavvy.com.
If you could double the life of your raised bed boxes by sealing the wood with a clear non-toxic wood preservative, would you? Well, now you can with a clear, penetrating product called Internal Wood Stabilizer. It's 100% non-toxic and easy to apply. Seal your untreated wood surfaces, even chicken coops, by spraying on Internal Wood Stabilizer. It's invisible, seals the wood from the inside out, and never wears off. Recommended by organic gardening experts, Internal Wood Stabilizer. Check it out at TimberProCoatingsUSA.com.
Transform your exterior wood surfaces with Rubio Monocoat's new DuroGrit. Say goodbye to multiple coats thanks to DuroGrit's incredible patented one-layer technology. Enjoy vibrant, durable color that won't peel or flake, even in the harshest conditions. Rubio Monocoat DuroGrit is tomorrow's UV protection for exterior wood. Learn more at RubioMonocoatUSA.com. Use code Joey for 10% off. That's RubioMonocoatUSA.com. Pomona's Universal Pectin is a high-quality pectin that gels reliably with low amounts of any sweetener. If you're trying to reduce the amount of sugar in your diet, you'll love Pomona's Universal Pectin. Now you can make healthy homemade jams and jellies sweetened to your taste. You can use sugar or honey to sweeten. Pomona's Universal Pectin keeps indefinitely when stored in an airtight container. Easy to use, versatile, and comes with directions and recipes in every box. Find out more and where to buy at PomonaPectin.com. Also available at natural food stores and online.
Water the right amount for the right time with the soaker hose from Eaton Brothers. Soaker hose is one of the best ways to water without drowning your plants. And with a timer, it becomes a set it and forget it way to keep your plants healthy and happy. Soaker hose is designed to work at low pressure, seeping water slowly and steadily over the course of 15 to 20 minutes so the water can percolate the soil and get to the roots. Designed and manufactured to be lead free so no harmful chemicals or odors are added to your water supply. Visit EatonBrothers.com for more information and to buy. Welcome back to the Garden with Joey and Holly radio show. Thank you for being with us today and allowing us to be part of your day just for a little bit. We're going to talk about who Holly and I are, or myself. I guess I'm not really sure how that works, verbiage-wise there. But you've listened to us. This may be the first time you've heard the program. This may be the first year you're listening to the program. This is the eighth season of the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show. It originates out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin. And we are on, in addition to Milwaukee, we're on 16 other AM and FM frequencies across 19 other states. And you can catch the show on podcast replay on your favorite platform and or in studio video through our parent website, the WisconsinVegetableGardener.com, and or our YouTube channel, the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener.
Yeah. So, what now?
It's about
I don't know where to start.
We create the show. We do all of this ourselves. From the sponsors, finding the sponsors, to marketing, to production, to hosting, to the whole deal, to get it so you can hear it every week, March through October.
So, it all started on a rainy Tuesday. I don't know. What should we say?
People may want to know, like, besides us being, you know, I guess professional gardeners, what do we do?
Oh, well,
we're not robots. We don't do this 24/7.
I work full time, outside of the home, I guess you could say. I work from home, but I work for a corporation. I'm a corporate professional. Nobody really knows what I do, but
it's like Chandler on Friends.
But it's basically, my official title is network analyst, but I'm like a data scientist. It's hard to explain, but I like what I do a lot. And I have pretty good coworkers and a good boss. So,
and your coworkers are literally all over the country.
My coworkers are all over the country, and it's very. I get a lot of PTO. I can't complain at all. Good benefits. So, I'm pretty happy with that. It helps, carry good financial load for us. So yeah.
And I do this full time, and I bring. I participate in the financial contribution to our household as well.
Yeah, for sure. So that's what I do when I'm not doing my hobbies of gardening and whatnot. I have a full-time job. And,
Well, kind of for people who are kind of in that, how did it all start? We started on one station in Milwaukee, not the current one that we're on. We were on a different one. We were there for 3 years, and for those who are listening to Milwaukee, Joy 1340 and 98.7, the station reached out to us and said, "We want you to come over. Will you come over? We want to fill our Saturday mornings with your program." So we did all that. We were on one station, and then we worked to six stations, and then we were at 12, and then now we're at 18 stations in 21 states.
Yes, correct.
And I don't know that we're going to expand anymore, because this is about the maximum that two people can handle when it comes to financially getting advertisers to pay for the airtime in order to be in all these markets. I think we're about capped to where we're at.
But if you want to advertise on this show.
Yeah. GardenTalkRadio@gmail.com.
Or you know somebody. It doesn't have to be gardening related. Gardeners are consumers of everything, which I'm sure you know as a gardener. And if you're not a gardener, you probably are.
Well, we have people who listen to the program that have never gardened at all.
That's what I said. If you're not a gardener, maybe you listen and you're like, hey, I could check out this product. Or I really like this product. I'm going to tell Holly and Joey about it and blah, blah, blah. So anyway.
For whenever we're not doing this, what do you do? What is something you enjoy doing when we're not participating in the business of garden media and broadcasting and helping people grow a garden?
I have like all the hobbies. So let's see. I like to spend time outdoors with Joey sometimes, by myself other times. I like to go for little hikes, little drives, swing on swing sets in the middle of the day.
You learned that makes you a little whoopee woo.
I got a little motion sick. Yeah. I was like, this isn't, I got a little woozy, I think, is the correct
word. It looks fun on the camera, on the YouTube.
I don't know, what else I do? I do a lot of crafts. kind of random crafts, whatever I find fun.
You are a certified yoga instructor if you chose to exercise that title?
Correct. I am a group fitness certified yoga instructor.
And you also have picked up a new hobby of belly dancing.
I have picked up a new hobby, belly dancing, and I did my first performance a couple weeks ago, and it was a lot of fun. I performed with my classmates. I have three regular classmates that come to class, and we performed together at a little, it's called a hafla, which is like a celebration. So other people at the dance studio also perform with their classmates, and it was like, I guess like a recital, you would call it maybe if you were doing like ballet or some other sort of dance. But yeah, it was fun. I put together an outfit and a whole, I crafted some of my outfit, and then I had to buy some other things online. It was fun.
And instead of yelling, go team while you're dancing, you go, yep, yep. Is that what it is?
Yep.
Yep, yeah,
yep.
While you're dancing.
Or you could yell Opa.
Opa.
There's other ones, too.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's a lot of fun, and I've been doing that for a year and 3 months-ish, I think. And I'm going to continue. So, yeah.
And that's a new one for you.
Yeah.
And you hike as well.
I said that. I like to wander through the woods.
Well, wander and hike are very different things.
It's become more of like wandering, dilly-dallying around the woods now.
Do you dilly-dally?
Yeah, so it's become... But I do... Sometimes I do hike with purpose, I guess, or like a goal. Sometimes I just go and spend time in nature, so it can be either or, but that's okay.
We camp a lot now.
Yeah, why don't you talk about where we camp?
We camp in the North Woods of Wisconsin. We have a property up there that we have a permanent campsite. If you'd like to learn more, you can find that on our secondary YouTube channel. It's simply search Time by the Tent, and we document our trips up there. And I do participate in harvesting animals off our property. Those videos are, there is a warning in front of those if you do choose to skip those just because of common courtesy on the production value there. But it's not all that. It's we camp, we have a wall tent and unique creative ways in which we have found in order to utilize products that we find or build ourselves in order to make our camping experience more enjoyable. And got a lot of wood. It's a very nice environment to be in, to decompress, I guess, is now the word to use. Instead of relax, have we substituted relax with decompress?
Yeah. I don't think, we do relax when we're there to an extent. We're still very much in like the development stages of this land. So I wouldn't say, I don't think either of us really fully relax when we're there, or if we do.
It's a different mode.
It's a different mode of relaxing. But I will tell you that it is decompressing. I always.
Your ears hurt at some point because it is so quiet.
Yes, it is very quiet.
Your ears ring.
Yeah. And it's just very, you are just immersed in nature and not being around people. And every time we go, when we're leaving, I'm like sad because we're going home. I'm happy because we're going home because my cat is here. But also because I just feel so fulfilled. And I feel, I've always been a nature person. So this is like just absolutely amazing. And I don't think sometimes it's even hit me yet. And it's only been not even a year, but like, yeah, I really enjoy our space there. Sometimes I do feel overwhelmed with like figuring out, you know, food for the weekend, blah, 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 getting all that stuff together. But once we're there, and it's very nice to feel just present and alive.
In the North Woods, not in the South Woods or the East Woods.
But, you know, like I said, I work a corporate job. I work full-time a week or full-time 40 hours a week. And it's nice to be able to really just get as far away as possible from that. And that's what this is. And
it's a different form of work.
Yes. Well, it's not even that. It's just a, it's like an easy, accessible vacation in a way.
Right. It's an arty, crafty project. Creating a blank
But it's still a getaway.
Yeah, it's a getaway. Yeah, absolutely.
It might not be a getaway to some people. Some people might be thinking you're insane. They call that a getaway. But it is for us. And I think a lot of people spend all year working for one huge vacation. And if that's
you. And they blow that whole money.
And they blew all that money.
We've took that money and invested it into a property where we can have a vacation multiple times a month.
Correct. And sometimes, you know, we do go and we work harder and sometimes we work less and sometimes we do whatever we need to get done.
It's a different type of work. It's a different way of, instead of mentally, it's more physical.
Yeah, but it's still, to me, it's still a break because it's a different, totally change in scenery, total change in lifestyle, etc.
So. And we've got a really nice neighbor.
We have an amazing neighbor.
He doesn't boast about it, but he's a 24-year retired Air Force mechanic. So he has fixed some planes to keep us safe. So we are always grateful for that.
We are blessed. We are blessed that we have such a helpful neighbor. He's helped us out in a couple situations with some snow up there.
Because it's a three-hour-plus drive for us.
It's a three-hour-plus drive.
To make that clear, it's not just, jump in the car, we're there in 10 minutes.
And I feel that we couldn't have asked for a better neighbor up there. So, yeah.
So that's a little bit about insight, just a snippet of who we are and what we're about. We're not just all drowning in gardening 24/7. And if you think that, well, we appreciate that. We want to be able to help you with your garden situation and never think that by emailing us or calling us that you're interrupting something. This is what we do. This is my job to help you make sure you can grow the best vegetable, the best garden, the best flowers, the best trees that you can. When we come back, it's time for your garden questions and our garden answers. You're tuned in to the Gardening with Joy and Holly radio show.
Got a question for Joey and Holly? Send it via email anytime to gardentalkradio@gmail.com.
Straw bale gardening is all the rage. Get your bale started easily with the Bale Buster Straw Bale Conditioning Formula. This is the only product that has been specifically formulated for use in straw bale gardening. Each unit contains 250 million colony-forming units of trichoderma, fungi, and Bacillus bacteria, in addition to the fertilizer itself, produces fantastic results with a bountiful production of vegetable crops. Start with the best to get the best, traditional or organic formula. Take the guesswork out of conditioning your straw bale. Go to balebuster.com to find out more.
Deer Defeat is an all-natural based animal repellent to keep deer and rabbits away from your valuable plants that is odorless after 30 minutes and dries clear. It creates a continuous, invisible shield to protect your plants. Works for 30 days through rain, snow, and freeze. Will not clog your sprayer. Apply to your property without environmental damage. You can spray directly onto your plants up to flowering, then apply around your plants to continue protection. No need to reapply. Money back guarantee. To purchase, go to deerdefeat.com and use coupon code RADIO to save 10% off your order.
Blue Ribbon Organics, providing locally made organic compost and soil blends for gardeners, farms, landscaping, and more. To find our products nearest you, visit BlueRibbonOrganics.com.
Happy 65th anniversary to David J. Frank, Southeastern Wisconsin's leading landscape company. Their award-winning services include everything from lawn care, landscape maintenance, design, construction, renovation, irrigation, sustainability, and more. Big or small, let the experts at David J. Frank handle the hard work for you. Find out more at DavidJFrank.com. Are you bugged by bugs? You need naturally groomed products, No More Bugs, environmentally friendly. Made in the USA, No More Bugs is a cedar blend that repels and eliminates mosquitoes, noceums, ticks, fleas, roaches, ants, and more. No More Bugs is safe for you, your pets, and plants. Available online at nomorebugs.net, Amazon, Walmart.com, and the Home Shopping Network. Take the guesswork out of composting with the Aerobin 400 or smaller 200 for easy composting. The Aerobin mimics how nature decomposes waste. The Aerobin is easy to use. You prepare your balanced organic waste. Just open it up, drop it in, and close. After a short time, fertile compost is produced, which is easily accessed via the lower side door. The thermal insulation in the air bin conserves heat, leading to rapid breakdown of the biomass and works efficiently year-round, even in cooler regions. There is no need to turn the biomass, and it is patent rodent resistant. It has little odor and can kill annoying weeds and seeds. It is BPA-free. The Aerobin 400 or 200 comes with a reservoir at the bottom to collect the leachate. When diluted, makes for great compost tea liquid fertilizer. Aerobin composts kitchen and garden waste quickly. Easy to assemble with no special tools needed. The Aerobin makes composting rewarding and easy. Go to burpee.com or homedepot.com to purchase. Make watering easy. DripWorks provides quality drip irrigation supplies and equipment to gardeners just like you for all your growing needs across the U.S. and Canada. Purchase online at DripWorks.com.
Welcome back to the Gardening with Joe and Holly Radio Show. Time for your garden questions, our garden answers. Send your questions on over to gardentalkradio@gmail.com. That's gardentalkradio@gmail.com. Or if you'd like to give us a ring-a-ding-ding on your mobile device, you can give us a call, jam your fingers in the phone, and send it to us at 1-800-927-SHOW. That's 1-800-927-7469. Had a number of questions. We're going to see what we can get through to the top of the hour.
All right, the first question is, last year my cucumbers and zucchini had a fungus on the leaves. This year I would like to use both raised garden beds to grow raspberries and strawberries. If I remove the soil on both beds down to 4 inches or more and replace the soil with dirt and compost, can I use those beds this year?
You can certainly use the beds this year for your raspberries and strawberries. You do not need to remove any soil from those beds. You do want to clean and remove any plant debris that may still be residing there from last year. Most likely you had powdery mildew on your squash, and that will not survive a winter. But you want to clean all that debris out, and it will. You can plant your strawberries, your raspberries in those beds. You can top dress them with about an inch or two of good, rich compost, just for good measure. That'll help. Not going to hurt if you don't, but it'll be a good thing. But you don't have to remove any soil in your raised beds when doing such. All right, Holly, and she was. That was a question from Mary listening to us on Joy 1340 AM and 98.7 here out of the Milwaukee, Wisconsin area. Terry, who listens to us on KHNC 1360 AM Roar of the Rockies out of the Colorado area. Where can I find the retractable hose reel you spoke about? Love your show. You have great information. Thank you.
So that is
hoselink.com.
Hoselink.com, and you can use the code Radio 10 to save $10.
Yep, through May 31st.
Oh, that's right. That's okay.
Yep.
All right, so Brian wanted to know,
who's listening to us on WCRN 830 AM Saturdays and Sunday mornings up in the Boston area, Massachusetts. What does he would like to know, Holly?
He wants to know if I plant squash seeds in an area that was known to sometimes have poison ivy, other than accidentally touching the ivy, will it be safe to eat the fully growing fruit? And I did
we kind of thought we knew, but in this situation we want to be extra sure that what we are initially thinking in our heads is actually backed up, and that's what you were able to retrieve some information about this, that it's not recommended. Is that what we ended up with, a conclusion?
So I looked through some University Extension information, and basically they're saying no, because of how even if poison ivy doesn't touch the squash, because it can go through the air molecules,
spores,
it could get onto that squash. And even if you do wash it off, it could become a problem because of how aggressive it basically is.
Well, it's one thing if you get it on your hands, another thing if you get it in your esophagus.
Oh, my goodness, yeah. That would be bad.
Well, I mean, that's the way my mom is. We would work fence, and we'd be outside in the poison ivy, and we would have to take all our clothes off and physically put in the washing machine, and then also notify her of what tools was used, because it could be 3 months down the road she would pick up a shovel or whatever and break out in it in 2 days because the oils were still active on that handle, because she's that sensitive to poison ivy. So yeah, do not grow anything in there that's edible ornamental ivy would be a good thing in order to smother it out. Is there any great way to remove poison ivy or poison oak out of an area? Harsh chemicals is about the only thing that I would think might be the only good application for such, and many people may choose to let that be what it is because they don't want to utilize those chemicals to get that off their property.
And that's fair. You know, you got to do what you got to do, however that looks. So hopefully Brian can find a different place to grow his squash.
All right. Or you can smother it out with weed barrier. That would be another potential thing, and put raised beds possibly on top of it. Where is the best, and we, you know, if you do that, you want to make sure things are really dead before even, because dead vegetation of poison ivy can still contain the spores and make you.
Yes.
Get, yeah. Where is the best place to get soil for my raised beds?
So you can contact, it could be a local garden center, independent garden center, or sometimes there are local like soil suppliers, mm-hmm, type of places where not just soil, but they'll have like mulch and gravel and whatnot.
Right.
Like a landscape supply that is open to the public type of place, not like just only for landscape companies or something like that. So you could do like landscape supply. I know there's one for us in our local, not too far from us, that has landscape supply.
It's Blue Ribbon Organics, yeah, is for us here. Also, certain places like what you're speaking about, they will deliver it to you for a fee, or you can go and pick it up with your own vehicle, and it's a little cheaper because you're not paying for that fee. Do not buy bagged from your big box store bagged soil in this instant, because for let's just do some generic math here. Let's just say a raised bed will take 50 cubic feet of soil, and each bag of soil you get at the garden center at the big box store is $10 for every cubic foot. That's $500 of soil you need to fill your raised bed. You buy in bulk, you're going to spend probably about $80 to $120 if you include your delivery fee on that for that 50 cubic feet of soil. Tremendous difference. And the quality from your independent garden center, your independent garden center or your landscape yard that has the bulk material, much higher and much better than the stuff in the bag that you're getting from the big box store. Just pointing that out.
Absolutely. So we also have another question from G's. New on garden and saw your video about how to grow rosemary from seeds. What organic soil should I use? That's something that you can decide. If you are going to just start seeds, you can get an organic potting soil mix. Thank you. You could do compost, like an organic compost. I would just go to your local independent garden center and see what they have for starting seeds.
In this application, a bagged soil is okay.
Yes, definitely.
A mixture of a potting soil or a seed starting mix is fine. What you want to avoid is going and purchasing a bagged soil from a place that doesn't sell garden stuff, like a drugstore or a convenience store, where they have El Cheapo. That's the reason why it's El Cheapo. You don't have to buy the name brand stuff. You can buy the store brand, and it will work very well because you're just trying to get these seeds to start over a course of 6 to 12 weeks at maximum. And then you'll transplant them into the garden and everybody will be happy with that. And rosemary, some people find it very difficult to start rosemary.
It has a long germination period.
7 to 28 days.
Yeah, that's a long time.
We were able to, we had, I think we planted like 5 seeds and we got 1 to germinate. So it may be one of these situations where I don't want to buy plants, but it may be, hey, I'm going to set aside $25. And I'm going to buy these plants, which I know is going to be really difficult and a headache to try to start inside. And I'm just going to go buy a couple and call it good there and make my life a whole lot easier and much more enjoyable than fighting with these plants that may take 30 days in order to germinate, if they germinate at all, because of certain climatic or air issues that you may have endured on these seeds.
Absolutely.
So that brings us to the point of the show where what we learned today I guess I go first?
You can go first.
I learned that swinging for you, and maybe you learned it as well, swinging is not something that at your age you should be doing anymore because it makes you awful dizzy and off balance. Not garden related at all, but it's not. It doesn't say what you learned today about gardening. It just said, what did we learn today? I learned that. And you learned that too.
I kind of knew it. I learned that you are a very proud husband of your multi-talented wife, which I knew, but I think that it's nice when I learn it again and again.
Yep. What we learned today is brought to you by honeybeehealthy.com.
Now, whether you're a gardener or a bee hobbyist or a professional beekeeper, Honey Bee Healthy Inc. has the products to help you maintain a healthy hive and thriving garden. For more information on how to use Honey Bee Healthy in your garden, you can visit honeybeehealthy.com. That's honey, the letter B, healthy.com.
Tune into the program next week. Hey, always tell your friends about our program. We always enjoy having new participants in the program. Tune in next week where we'll be talking about building your soil and keeping it healthy, as well as in-ground garden versus containers or raised beds. Is there one superior to the other, or pros and cons to everything? And our guest is author Joseph Lufhouse will be with us, and we'll answer your garden questions. So until next week, for
Holly Baird,
I'm Joy Baird, and we will see you in the garden.